This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello everyone, so welcome to another episode of Sweet Water. I am your host, Divine Priestess, and we are going to talk about the things that y'all be asking for, right? When you are making contact with spirit, when you're praying, right? These things that you're asking for, because the last episode I talked about how to pray. Today we're going to talk about when you start receiving the things that you asked for. Because a lot of people feel that when they ask for certain things that it's going to come in the exact way they asked for it. And that is not how it goes. Spirit will give you what is needed. Sometimes you receive what you're asking for. Sometimes you don't receive what you're asking for. It just goes that way. I don't know exactly what y'all be praying for, but I know things that I've prayed for specifically these past couple months is peace, patience, grace, right? Peace, patience, grace, courage, right? When you sit here and you pay and pay, when you pray for patience, I'm going to let you know, you are going to be put in situations that is going to test your patience. Because why do you need patience? Well, like, why are you praying for patience for you to just stay in your home all day? Like, of course you're going, like, there's no need for, like, patience is not needed at that moment. Patience is needed in specific situations, right? So if you're sitting here praying to be more patient, you are going to be in situations that is going to test your patience. How do you handle it, right? And you don't get to pick and choose, oh, well, this person did this and I just don't. Like, you don't get to choose how your patience is tested. You don't get to choose who is deserving of that patience. Like, yes, I get it. Sometimes some situations do require certain actions. However, it is, again, how you carry out, okay? So, be mindful of that. I've talked about in the last episode of a lot of people will sit here and ask for money and things like that. However, they have poor spending habits, right? You got people around you constantly asking for money and you constantly giving them money. Like, this false belief that in order for you to receive blessings is specifically from you giving to every single person that asks. That is not how that works, because sometimes you are interfering with the lesson that that person needs. I just love when a train goes by in the middle of me recording. But think, like, your perspective is needed for a lot of things. I don't know why people have this belief that looking out for themselves is a bad thing, right? It is not. You need to look out for yourself because you only have yourself at the end of the day. You are your own person. You must take care of yourself first and foremost, all right? If you have anything left over, then sure, decide on where you want to give that energy, right? When you are praying for more peace in your life, I want you guys to start paying attention to what is happening around you when you are praying for certain things, right? If you are praying for peace, but you notice people left and right are falling off, right? That you are falling out with people, take a look at that, right? We love to sit here, and again, when we see clips on social media, we have to remember that those are all circumstantial. It is not a one-shoe-fits-all. So when we start seeing You know, people talk about, oh, someone that falls out with everybody, it must be them. No, that's not the case. Like, let's be for real, let's be for honest. Like, be honest about this. Sometimes you falling out with people is because they could be interfering with your peace, right? You not benefiting from this connection with them, and then you just outgrow certain people. Some people do stop growing as a person. Specifically because they honestly don't feel as if anything is wrong for them, that they are just fine, everything's all figured out. Do you, right? But over here at Sweetwater, you will be growing, you will be developing as a person, right? Start practicing the laws of the universe. Like, the law of detachment will help you a lot, right? Because you're sitting here praying for peace, right? And you have a falling out with someone. A lot of the times we want to reconcile everything, right? We want them to be our friend. We want to keep them in our lives, right? It was maybe a simple argument. Let them go. Because what is being lost? Look, everybody and everything in this world is replaceable. It may sound harsh, but again, get out of this box that you have to be friends with everyone, that you have to give to everyone, that please stop it. Stop it. Save yourself, all right? Because I want you to sit and meditate on this a little bit and truly think about it, of who are you living life for? What are you doing with your life? There was something that I saw years ago of some people are truly comfortable in their situations in life. And of course, you're gonna have people that's gonna argue back and forth. I'm not comfortable struggling and things like that, but it kind of gets down to it of what are you doing about it, right? There is some type of content there, right? And I'm gonna speak from my situation. I've had an abusive relationship in the past, and I had a conversation with my aunt and uncle about this because honestly, they just never knew what happened with me and that person. They just knew, like, we just weren't together anymore. They just didn't know what happened. And like I told my aunt, I was like, yeah, you know, he was, there was form of abuse there. I was like, however, I didn't talk about it with you guys, specifically since I knew I was not leaving. I was not leaving, so there was no point in me involving you all, getting you guys riled up, getting you guys feeling some kind of way for me not to leave. What was the point? Like, there, like, sure, I may have not loved him putting hands on me, the way he would speak to me, things like that. However, I was content in the relationship in some shape or fashion, right? Now, I will say that if you are making efforts to get out of a financial situation, then yeah, you're doing the work. You're doing what is needed. I would say look into reevaluating what you're doing to see if that is in alignment. However, you do have a lot of people that will sit here and complain about their situations but be doing nothing about it and sitting there wanting spirit to fix it. And spirit will give you the tools needed. They will put you in front of people to assist you. If you don't accept that hand, right, then of course, spirit is not going to do anything else. There was something that I was reading because I'm looking at other forms of divination. And I was reading up on a specific pattern that comes out. And one of the things it says is that, like, yes, there are struggles. However, the blessings will be found along the path, right? The blessings that you are asking for will be found once you go on that journey, right? But yes, there are going to be some struggles but it will be worth it in the end. A lot of people feel as if when they pray that, or when they, you know, do these candle workings, right, these spells, whatever case may be, that it is just going to come. You have to do the work, right? Your environment plays a very important part, because you may be doing the work, but you are surrounded by people. You are in a place that honestly is, that's honestly just kind of, what's the word? It's just opposing, right? It's almost as if you are doing the work to just have to be on a hamster wheel, right? Like, you are undoing, like, you just fighting yourself. So, I guess a good example of what I'm trying to say is that you ever see someone, like, do something so ass backwards, and you looking at them like you are completely making things more difficult on yourself based off, like, because of your actions, you know? That's just kind of like, you know it's about to rain tomorrow, but you still go out and wash your car and then complain about how your car is dirty 2 days later. It's like, you knew it was about to rain, so why did you do all this work? And then, like, you know? Hopefully some of y'all got what I'm trying to say, right? But you will literally watch people fight so hard for things, but it is as if something switches on them that is just like, why the hell did you do that? Like, you literally just undone every last thing, right? You counteracting. You are doing things that, you know, it just don't make sense. That's all I'm going to say. It just don't make no sense. Okay? So, because again, the last episode was all about how to pray. You need to pay attention to what is happening around you. And sometimes things happening around you, it is not to, like, bring harm to you. It's not to upset you. It's to help you be able to get into that space, right? When we have small, minor things happening to us, right? The little inconveniences, right? The little small misfortunes happening, we love to assume that the world is out to get us, right? And then also you have some people that love to blame, like, the devil, or they love to blame other spirits, and it's just kind of like, that's not even the case, sweetheart. It's not even the case. It's just, again, a lot of things are replaceable, and some things are necessary, right? We do not see the entire picture. Right, spirit is on a different wavelength. Spirit sees everything, right? We are looking just like on a linear plane, right? We are looking straight in front of us, right? Spirit, however, has an aerial view of everything, right? Like the hawk's eye. Spirit is seeing everything and seeing things miles ahead, right? And so if you go get divination, right, and sometimes the readers will say something that honestly does not, like, it has nothing to do with you at that moment, right, that you know of. However, it's because spirit is trying to get you to see ahead, right, trying to get you prepared for some things, right? Like today, well, not even today, this past week, I don't know what has been going on. I don't know what has been going on. But it was a whole bunch of small, minor, annoying, agitating, irritating little just inconveniences happening left and right. And again, mind you, I've been praying to be able to keep a cool head, and I've been praying for more patience and just being calm in situations. And I feel I've been doing really great with that because honestly, I've just been laughing and I'm like, oh, okay, I can replace that. Oh, I can just easily remove myself from that, right? Yesterday, I broke my septum piercing, right? It was a turquoise. It was a turquoise septum piercing, okay? Now, a lot of people will be upset that the piercing broke. However, as a spiritualist, we know, and again, some people, like, this is why I also say, like, you have to keep your emotions in check all the time because emotions will cloud your judgment, right? Sometimes your emotions are not correct, right? Your emotions, right? You can be mad about a situation and be completely wrong, right? But anyways, my turquoise septum piercing broke yesterday, right? When I was at the airport. And it was just random how it broke. It was just very weird how it broke. Like the whole thing was weird, right? It broke. And I picked it up off the ground, you know, and I'm like, well, damn. All right, I'll just buy a new one. No harm, no foul. I'll just buy a new one. But why did it break? Stop thinking about it. Today, I broke my window. I broke my window, killing a fly. And it was so weird because I didn't hit the window hard. However, again, no worries. Why? Because there's weak points on windows. There's weak points on a lot of different things, right? That a lot of people don't know. So even you don't even have to hit something very hard, but if you hit it at just the right angle, that's all that it takes. So I sat there and I killed the fly. I done broke my damn window. Now I wasn't even mad at the simple fact that I broke my window. Right? I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm just gonna have to pay to get it fixed. It's an easy fix. No harm, no foul. Just tape it up right now. Right? Because the way it broke, too, it's just like I was able to like put the pieces back together. Like there's only one piece that honestly I need to get up, but everything else was still connected. Right? It was as if it cracked and a little chunk in the middle fell out. It's very weird. And again, it's like, okay, call my friend and I tell her, you know, what happened. I was like, I don't know what's going on this week. I said, but it's been a lot of little things happening. Okay. And she was like, oh, it's, you know, she's like, it's maybe one of your spirits trying to talk to you. They probably feel ignored by you. You know, all these different things. I'm just like, So sure enough, go talk to spirit about it. And it ain't no spirit that is trying to get my attention. It's more so of an alert. Right? Warnings. Because turquoise, again, my septum piercing, turquoise is used for protection as well. Okay? That's number one. We know that flies can be an indication of some negative spirits. It can be an indication of potential spell work. It can be an indication of enemies. A lot of different things, right? Killed it, but I broke my window, right? And again, it's indicating something. So talk to spirit, and spirit is kind of like, yes, it's warnings, right? It's warnings. So pay attention to what goes on around you because a lot of the times it is warnings that is happening, right? If you notice that you're sitting here praying for peace, 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 you go hang out with a friend that you've known since grade school, but now all of a sudden when you hang out with them, your heart starts racing, right? Or your body begins to get hot, or your ear starts to get itchy, all these different things. Spirit is alerting you, right? And I honestly believe I've made an episode in the past about how to know when spirit is trying to communicate with you. I definitely know I've said that in the last video. But I also know way in probably like an earlier season, I've said the same exact thing, right? Pay attention to the things that go on around you after you say certain prayers. You know how to pray now. Now you must pay attention because spirit is always talking, right? There's always something, right? Trust me. They always have something to tell you, right? So pay attention to that. If you've been sitting here praying for more money, but you notice you have someone that comes around you that's always have their hand out and always asking for money, and they just piss it off, maybe stop giving them money, right? Because your money is going down the drain, right? You've been sitting there asking for peace and more strength and things like that, but you have coworkers that's always nitpicking at you and bothering you. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to speak to your supervisor, right? So that way you can have that peace. And this is something that I'm working on as well, is not causing discomfort to myself for other people's comfort, right? Because we rather protect someone else's peace than our own, right? Because we don't want to cause any problems. We don't want to risk upsetting the other person. We don't want to risk potentially losing that person, right? All these different things. So what is important to you, right? Who are you living your life for? Who are you here to please? So that is what I want you guys to sit here and think about. Of after you do these prayers, look at what is happening around you, right? You've been praying for more balance in your life, right? For balance to be restored. Start taking note of what is happening in your surroundings, because things will 100% move. Things are moving. However, your perspective can either help you or hurt you. Because if you are asking, for example, for balance to be restored in your life, and you are noticing maybe the job that you're working is about to get closed down, but were you really happy at that job? Was it interfering with your peace? Did you have time for yourself? And is that something that you truly want to do? Were you only doing that out of comfort because you were too afraid to go after the thing that you really want, right? Your household, do you notice maybe your relationship that has been rocky for years has finally come to an end, right? However, that person you're in a relationship with brought nothing but stress to you. Yeah, you guys were happy from time to time, but were you truly happy? Or were you stressed majority of the time, right? All these different things. You must pay attention to what is happening to you. And I don't know why this train is super active right now, but it ain't never this active like that until I start to record. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and end it with you guys. And I hope that you have taken what is needed from this episode. I hope that you receive that sign that is needed. Okay. I hope you receive what was needed from this episode. Until then. You guys have a great rest of your day, great rest of your evening, great rest of your week.